When Mayor Mike Bloomberg took office, he made a point of setting a tone of inclusiveness.
I just only have a couple of words. One, Reverend Shockman, thank you for inviting me. Pleased to come.
In 2002, right after his inauguration, Bloomberg addressed Sharpton's National Action Network. That was something Rudy Giuliani refused to do.
I would hope that you invite me for each of the 4 years that the voters of the city of New York have given me, and I'll be pleased to come every time.
The applause lasted for quite a while. Bloomberg's choice for police commissioner Ray Kelly made civil libertarians hopeful. Chris Dunn is associate legal director with the NYCLU.
Commissioner Kelly came in having taken public positions before his most recent tenure against abusive police practices, including stop and frisk. He had been vocal in talking about the importance of community relations and community policing.
During Bloomberg's first term, racial tensions eased. Crime continued to plummet. But in his second term as police commissioner, Kelly's approach was more aggressive. Quietly, he was ramping up the stop, question, and frisk tactic. From about 97,000 stops in 2002 to more than 506,000 just 4 years later. In high-crime neighborhoods, people were beginning to share their experiences. 63-year-old Gloria Freeman is a lifelong resident of Bedford-Stuyvesant. She described a stop she witnessed where three youths, no older than 14, were detained.
They were just playing. The cops pulled them over and knocked them against this wall right here where I'm sitting. And that wasn't necessary. The kids didn't, you know, do anything. They were playing among themselves, and they just frisked them and knocked them against. And then they put them in the car. And, you know, all the kids are not bad.
In 2007, complaints about stops with the Civilian Complaint Review Board climbed to a peak of over 2,500. But for a wide swath of New Yorkers, it was off the radar. 2 years later, Bloomberg won a third term in office.
I'm 69 years old. I've lived in New York City all my life. And policing has never been a mainstream political issue.
That's Robert Ganji, who heads a group called the Police Reform Organizing Project. After it was created in 2011, they worked with other like-minded groups to form a movement against abusive policing tactics. He says one of their main goals was to make stop and frisk a top-tier political issue.
I had more than one conversation with people I would call politically astute, and when I told them that was a principal goal, they looked at me as if I had announced plans to put on a cape, go up to the roof of the building, and try to fly.
But the numbers continued to rise, and the media began to take note.
Then he went into my front right pocket. Then he went to my front left pocket.
In 2011, Leo Henning and Hassan Covington spoke to WNYC's Ilsa Chang about being stopped and searched by police.
He stuck his hands in. His fingers was going under my foot, inside my sock. That's when he felt it together.
Did he ever ask if he could search you?
No.
The following year, new data came out showing that the police made about 685,000 stops in 2011, a new all-time high. The NYCLU's Chris Dunn.
There had been more young black men stopped than there were young black men in the entire city population.
Close to 90% were never charged. It seems like stop and frisk has been with us forever, but it's only been a front-burner political issue for about a year. At a silent march against stop and frisk that June 2012, several thousand demonstrators lined Fifth Avenue holding signs like, "Color is not reasonable suspicion." Three mayoral candidates were among them, Christine Quinn, William Thompson, and Bill de Blasio. It was a signal that opposition was becoming politically potent. That month, Mayor Bloomberg visited a pair of black churches in Brooklyn, including First Baptist Full Gospel Church of Brownsville. He promised more oversight of stop and frisk. For the first time, he acknowledged problems.
To borrow a phrase from President Clinton, I believe the practice needs to be mended, not ended, to ensure that stops are conducted appropriately with as much courtesy as possible.
Mend it, not end it. Mayor Bloomberg has not repeated the statement since. Parishioner Helen Wilson heard the mayor give his speech.
Being mended, it would be a good thing. When they stop them on the street for no reason and push them up against the wall, I think that's not a good thing.
Wilson's grandson, lanky 16-year-old Kasim Robinson, knows about that. He says the last time he was stopped, he was waiting for a friend after school.
It was like a shocking moment because like I didn't know what I got stopped for. So when they had stopped me, it was just like I was shocked. I didn't know what to say.
Earlier this year, Judge Shira Shinlin began to hear testimony in a federal class action suit against Stop and Frisk. In his speech at police headquarters within spitting distance of the courthouse, Mayor Bloomberg rebutted critics who suggest the tactic doesn't recover enough guns.
Wrong. That's the reason we need it, to deter people from carrying guns. We are the first preventers. The special interest groups who know nothing about policing and some elected officials who've never had responsibility for public safety strategies are putting ideology and election year politics above public safety.
In June, he became more explicit. He said Stop and Frisk didn't target a particular ethnic group.
It's not a disproportionate percentage of those who witnesses and victims describe as committing the murder. In that case, incidentally, I think we disproportionately stop whites too much and minorities too little.
Heather McDonald of the Manhattan Institute says Bloomberg and Kelly will be remembered for one of the most sustained drops in crime in the city's history. But she says the mayor would have served himself if he invited residents who had benefited from the drop in crime to make that case.
I would have liked to have seen more of the law-abiding, especially the elderly, presented and say it's these people who we are responding to in determining our deployment decisions.
Commissioner Kelly did just that a few months ago in Bedford-Stuyvesant when he attended an annual neighborhood event supporting the group Grandmother's Love Over Violence. Kelly has cultivated an ongoing relationship through a monthly breakfast with the women for the past 2 years. Some of the members say they've asked the commissioner about the disrespectful way some stops are conducted, including 56-year-old Denise Peace. But after what she's lived through, Peace says she supports just about any effort by the police to curb shootings.
I lost 3 of my children in gun violence. 3. So I'm here just to, they support me and I support them. I don't have nobody to frisk anymore.
Murders in Brooklyn have dropped below 150, another record low. Commissioner Kelly.
What does it translate to? It translates into lives saved. It translates into mostly young lives saved. It mostly young male lives saved, because that's who, for the most part, is being shot on the streets of our city.
Bloomberg and Kelly do receive high marks in many parts of the city. Tribeca's 40-something-year-old Alicia Ungaro says as a lifelong New Yorker, she's very pleased with how much the crime rate has dropped, and she supports Stop and Frisk.
I'm for safety, so I just feel like, you know, yeah, go ahead, check. If there's something to check, if our city's in danger, if our citizens are in danger, I'm in favor.
In August, Judge Shira Shinlin found the NYPD has been violating the Constitution. In her decision, she wrote, "The city's highest officials have turned a blind eye to evidence that officers have conducted stops in a discriminatory manner." She added, "In their zeal to defend a policy they believe to be effective, they have willfully ignored overwhelming proof." The city is appealing. There have been 87 fewer murders so far this year, and the city is on track to fall below last year's record low number of homicides. Stops this quarter are also down 50%. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.